Seal Test Milk, Cheese, and Ice Cream Divisions of National Dairy present Seal Test Variety Theater with two of your favorite stars, Jack Carson, and as our special Halloween treat, Boris Karloff. And here's the lovely singing star of our show, your hostess for the next half hour, Dorothy L'Amour.
Thank you and good evening, everyone. In behalf of Henry Russell, his orchestra, and the Crew Chiefs Quartet, I'd like to welcome you to Seal Test Variety Theater. And standing right next to me is my very good friend, the star of Two Guys from Texas and his own radio show for Sanka Coffee, Jack Carson. Jack, I'm awfully happy you decided to drop over tonight.
Well, Dottie, I'm happy, too.
I wonder what's keeping Boris Karloff.
Well, I just saw him in a Beverly Hills supermarket.
You did?
Uh-huh. Three pumpkins were pricing his head. Say, Dottie, if you don't mind my saying so, you look absolutely sensational in that dress.
You really like it, Jack?
Ah.
Well, as a matter of fact, this model was first worn at a very famous Paris salon.
A Paris salon, eh?
Uh-huh.
Honey, that number would look good in a Glendale beer joint.
Jack, I know of no one who says things as well as you.
Well, it's nice of you to say that, Dottie, especially since I've had, well, that is, I've had very little education.
Oh, I didn't know that, Jack.
Oh, yes, yes. My mother made me quit school right after I graduated from UCLA.
Oh. That's a shame.
Yes, it is. You see, if I had the background and the education, I might have gone on to become a famous opera star.
Opera? Oh, come now, Jack.
Well, all I know is that Lawrence Melchior and I have done considerable work together. You know Lawrence. He's about 6'3", the same as I am. Weighs well over 200.
You sang together?
Well, no. We wrestled.
Oh.
As a matter of fact, we have a television deal cooking.
Well, Cavalier, my rusticana.
You better use your foot on that line. If you do that, I'll have to wriggle my leto.
Well, tell me, Jack, have you ever had any real experience singing opera?
Well, not exactly opera, but I once appeared as a guest soloist with Phil Spitalny's all-girl orchestra.
You? You with an... You with an all-girl orchestra?
Yeah.
How'd it turn out?
Well, not quite as well as I would have wanted it to, darn it.
Well, what do you mean, Jack?
Well, in the middle of the concert, two fiddle players were playing buttons and bows and strained for a high note.
Well, what happened?
They busted their bows, and now they haven't got all their buttons.
Thanks, Jack and Dottie. We'll see you later. And ladies and gentlemen, don't let this get around, but later on, we're also going to meet that gone ghoul, Boris Karloff.
Get the best, get Seal Test.
Do you know that no one ever outgrows the need for milk? For everyone, from tot to pop, milk is a daily necessity in a good, balanced diet. What's more, it's your best buy in foods, because it gives you more for your money than any other food. So put Seal Test homogenized vitamin D milk first on your family's diet. Use it in cooking to make good food taste better. Pour brimming glassfuls at mealtime, and whenever you want a delicious, satisfying thirst quencher. Seal Test homogenized vitamin D milk is tops in purity, quality, and creamy, rich flavor.
Get the best, get Seal Test.
And now our own singing star steps to the microphone and with the Crew Chiefs and Henry Russell's orchestra makes an announcement of world-shaking importance. She says, and I quote, love somebody.
Love somebody, yes I do. Love somebody, yes I do. Love somebody, yes I do. I love somebody, but I won't say who. Big and strong and bold and gay. He's not very far away. I would marry him today. But who he is, I will not say. I love somebody, yes I do. Love somebody, yes I do. Love somebody, yes I do. I love somebody, but I won't say who. but I won't say who. Handsome say he's 6 feet tall, and his picture's on my wall. Love to be his baby doll. If he kissed me, I wouldn't mind at all. I love somebody, yes I do. Love somebody, yes I do. Love somebody, yes I do. I love somebody, but I won't say.
Yes, Dottie?
Have you seen Boris Karloff?
No, I haven't.
Well, I'm worried he was supposed to be over here by now. I'll get it. Hello?
Is Miss Dorothy L'Amour there?
Well, this is Dorothy L'Amour.
This is Boris Karloff.
Well, where have you been, Boris? We've been expecting you over here.
Well, that's what I called about, Dottie. I wonder if you and Carlton could drop over here this evening. I'm having a sort of a Halloween party, and it's rather hard for me to get away.
Well, sure we can. We'll be right over.
Come in, come in. Glad to see you, Dottie, Carlton. Glad you can both get here.
So are we. It's nice seeing you again, Boris. By the way, I've never seen you look quite as well as you do now.
Well, thank you. As a matter of fact, I've lost about 15 pounds.
Oh, that's wonderful. How did you do it?
Oh, I've been on the Harper's diet.
Are you still on it?
No, I'm going back to food. I got tired of eating magazines. You know, I also exercise quite a bit. That helps keep the weight down.
That's right. You're a golfer, aren't you?
Mm-hmm. Yesterday, I played with Peter Lorre.
Oh, that must have been interesting.
Oh, it was. I made a hole in one and buried him in it. But I'm just kidding, you know. By the way, would you like to see the house before the rest of the guests arrive?
Yes, I think that would be fun. Incidentally, Boris, who's coming to this Halloween party?
Oh, all my crowd. Margaret O'Brien, Elizabeth Taylor, Shirley Temple.
Well, it's hard to believe that this is really you, Boris.
It is, though, Dottie. I just sit round at night with a good book, a pair of slippers, a dog curled up at my feet, and a pipe in my mouth.
How domestic.
Sometimes I read two books a night.
Really?
Yes, but that's only when I'm wearing my second head.
Oh, Boris, you're so normal.
Yes, well, before the kids arrive, let's get going, shall we?
Right.
Now, over here is my guest room.
Well, it doesn't look as if it's been used very much.
Well, to be perfectly honest, I haven't had a visitor here since 1928, when a traveling salesman dropped by.
Well, that's a long time not to see anybody.
Oh, quite the contrary. I still see him.
You do?
Mm-hmm. Every time I open up my deep freeze.
I'd like to meet him. He sounds like cubes of fun.
However, shall we keep going? Now, to my left here is my private den. This is where I keep all my hunting trophies. See that great big bear on the wall?
Ah! He just moved.
Yes, I've been very busy. I haven't had time to shoot him.
Oh, what's this certificate hanging here on the wall? I, Boris Karloff, am a member of the Campfire Girls.
Oh, no.
It's true, my dear.
But why would a man like you join the Campfire Girls?
I get cold sometimes.
Boris, who is this man standing here?
Oh, that's just my student lamp.
Well, I've never seen a student lamp like this.
Well, I couldn't afford a regular one, so I got a boy from USC to stand there with a bulb in his mouth.
Who turned off the lights?
I did.
What are you doing, Boris?
Oh, turn them on, will you?
Don't move, either of you. We're going to my laboratory now, and I shall perform a very interesting experiment.
Carlton, is this boy kidding?
All my life I've wanted to be a famous brain surgeon performing delicate operations. But nobody would ever let me.
Don't you think it's a little late to start now?
Oh, it's never too late. Hold out your hand. Do you feel that? Do you feel this knife? It's like a razor.
I need a razor like I need a hole in the head.
That comes later.
Boris, I'm frightened.
You should be.
I feel like that radio program, Stop the Murder.
All right. If If you're thoroughly frightened, I'll...
Look, the lights are on. We're in the dining room. What's that big cake?
Oh, that's for Halloween, and this is the knife to cut it with.
Why, you mean you were only fooling all the time?
Why, yes. Can't you see, Dottie? At heart, I really like to bob for apples, play trick and treat, and all the rest.
Boris, you really are just a naughty little boy at heart.
You said it. All right, now let's eat the cake. Oh, I forgot. Would you excuse me just a moment? I want to tell the butler I'm going out this evening. Oh, Hawkins.
Yes, Mr. Karloff.
Will you have the car ready? We are going out.
Very good, sir. Anything else?
Yes, at midnight I'll be going out alone, so get it ready.
You mean...
Yes, Hawkins, the broom.
About 20 years ago, the musical comedy Good News was one of the top hits on Broadway. There were many great songs in this show, and as the crew chiefs take the spotlight, Henry Russell gives a 1948 downbeat to a 1928 tune.
Button up your overcoat when the wind is free. Take good care of yourself, you belong to me. Eat an apple every day, get to bed by three. Take good care of yourself, you belong to me. Be careful crossing streets, ooh, don't eat bees, ooh, cut out sweets, ooh, you'll get a pain and ruin your tum-tum. Keep away from sherry flips when you're on a spree. Take good care of yourself, you belong to me. Button up, take your gloves, wear your hat. Don't do this, don't do that, be careful. Phooey! I'm tired of this routine, making some changes, here's what I mean. I'll open up my overcoat when the wind is free. I like taking a chance, that's the life for me. I'll cross on busy streets, ooh, drive on meats, ooh, must have sweets, ooh, might get a pain, but boy, will I have fun. I'll do whatever I please in my daring way. Today, tomorrow, or any old day, I'll be around to hear you say, button up, take your gloves, wear your hat, don't do this, don't do that, be careful, you belong to me. Here's good advice that's sure to pay, so listen to what the man has to say.
Because milk is your most important protective food, you want the best you can buy. That's why Seal Test is the largest selling milk in America by far. It's tops in purity, quality, and wholesomeness. Take Seal Test homogenized vitamin D milk sample. Like all Seal Test products, it's protected 1,000-fold, constantly guarded by careful tests and checks. And for extra bone and tooth protection, a full day's requirement of vitamin D is added. For wonderful flavor, smooth and creamy rich, for top quality and purity, get Seal Test homogenized vitamin D milk. Get the best. Get Seal Test.
Well, Dottie?
Yes, Jack?
What's the name of the song you're going to sing now?
Confess.
Well, I'd like to, honey, but this is only a half-hour program.
Anyway, Jack, that's still the title. So, Henry, crew chiefs, shall we?
Confess, why don't you confess? I wish you'd reveal to me the way that you feel.
Why don't you tell me the way that you feel?
Confess. Open your heart to me and say that you're mine.
Please say you will always be mine.
How long can I keep waiting for a tender word from you? The sweetest rose starts fading when the sunshine won't come through. Confess, please don't make me guess.
Darling, don't make me guess.
If you really care for me, then darling, confess.
Oh, darling, confess. Why don't you confess? I wish you would reveal to me the way that you feel. If you would only confess, you know it isn't a crime to open your heart to me and say that you're mine. Say you are mine.
How long can I keep waiting for a tender word from you? The sweetest rose starts fading when the sunshine won't come through. Confess, please don't make me
darling,
guess.
Darling, don't make me guess.
If you really care for me, then, darling, confess.
Won't you please confess?
Then, darling, confess.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, if there are any of you who haven't heard about two guys from Texas and two guys from Milwaukee, I'm sure you've heard about one of the cleverest guys in show business, one guy from Warner Brothers, Jack Carson.
Thank you, Dottie. I love that second introduction. I mean, it had everything. Humor and color. And above all, it had truth.
Well, I'm glad you liked it, Jack. You know, while I was introducing you, it suddenly occurred to me that someday you ought to make two guys from New Orleans. You know, that's where I come from.
Oh, I didn't know that, Dottie.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm afraid the old place has changed. It's not like it used to be. It's pretty modern now.
Wait a minute, Jack. What do you mean? What's different about it?
Well, remember Cabin in the Cotton?
Well, yes.
Well, now it's Cabin in the Nylon.
Wait a minute. How do you know so much about the South? I thought you were born in Milwaukee.
Well, yes, I was. But Grandfather was born in the Deep South.
Was it really in the Deep South?
Well, he was born in a gopher hole in Georgia, and that's about as deep as you can get. Grandpa was one of 17 children. The other 16 went north, but he stayed down south.
Well, why was that, Jack?
Well, he was the choice of the litter.
Oh!
As a matter of fact, Dottie, he was a very famous man in those parts. He was known as Inside Straight Carson.
Sounds fascinating.
Oh, indeed it was. They say he was one of the greatest gamblers who ever plied his trade on the Mississippi River steamboats. Oh, I can remember him so well in his striped pants, his cutaway coat, and his stovepipe hat. I'll never forget that stovepipe hat. Four burners and two ovens.
Tell me more, Colonel.
Well, I'll never forget when I was a little lad. He'd sit me on his knee, and as the aces kept falling out of his sleeve, he'd tell me about life on the Mississippi. Life on the old Dixie Belle Queen.
Daughter! Daughter! What are you doing, daughter?
I'm reading a book, Daddy.
A book? I hope it's a southern book, daughter.
Well, yes, it is, Daddy. It's the Bobbsey Twins at Fort Sumter.
Well, that's a good book, daughter. When you finish with that, why don't you try Tom Swift and his Electric Mint Julep?
I will, Daddy.
my girl, as I look over the rail of the ship, it suddenly dawns upon me that I have been sailing this boat up the Mississippi for nigh on to 40 years.
Really, Daddy?
Yes. And next year, if things go well, I'm going to sail it down the Mississippi. And another thing, daughter, I'm telling you for the last time that the man for you to marry is Colonel Peppermill.
But, Father, I don't love Colonel Peppermill. I love Inside Straight Carson.
Inside Straight Carson? Don't mention the name of that no-good gambler.
Ah, there you are, Captain. Did I hear you mention my name in a derogatory fashion?
You heard right. You are a cheating, lying, prevaricating, no-good, pusillanimous cur if I ever see one.
Those are fighting words, sir, in the South.
Well?
Looks like there's a northeaster blowing out.
Well, I can't keep chattering down here. I have to go up on deck.
Well, Inside Straight Carson, are you having a successful trip?
Oh, I wouldn't say so. I just lost a lot of money.
You did?
I just got in a game of poker and there was something phony going on.
Well, what do you mean?
Well, it was a four-handed game and only three of us were cheating. That's what I get for playing with strangers.
But Inside Straight Carson...
Well, now that we're alone, honey, why don't you just call me Inside Straight?
All right, Inside Straight. But it's such a beautiful night out. Let's go in the back of the boat and see the wash.
Oh, let's go up to the front of the boat. I don't want that laundry flapping in my face.
But Inside Straight, this is serious.
Darling, nobody can hear us now. Just call me Inside.
I have something I must tell you.
You better get it out pretty soon.
Daddy insists I marry Colonel Peppermill.
Colonel Peppermill? Why, he's old enough to be your father.
But he's worth $1 million.
Huh? Maybe he could be my father, too. I guess they're having trouble getting food in Alabama.
Well?
That must be the Birmingham airlift.
Well, look who's coming. Yeah. Look who's coming. It's Colonel Peppermill.
Aha! So I'll catch you in the moonlight with this gambler, this cheat.
How dare you call Inside Straight a cheat?
Easy, my little southern four-way cold tablet. I'll settle this in my own way. And now, sir... Who are you calling a cheat?
You all, and I can prove it.
Well, all, go ahead and prove it.
I got proof that you spent 6 months in the Savannah jail for cheating.
I wasn't cheating. I was in for killing a man.
Why did you kill him?
I had to. He caught me cheating.
Then I apologize, sir.
That's not enough, sir. You have impugned my honor, you've defiled my escutcheon, and you've castigated my antecedents.
Those are hard words, sir.
They're practically impossible. It's the last time I get George Bernard Shaw to write my script.
Well, sir, there's no sense talking. You and I are going to have a duel, sir. That's the only way to settle an affair of honor.
Who's honorable?
Draw your pistol, sir, and walk 5 paces, and then we'll fire. Right. Wait, sir. I'm a-going to fire.
He got me. Yeah, he got me. Right between Natchez and Tallahassee.
Are you hurt inside?
Yeah. That's where I'm hurt, inside. But before I go, I just want to say one thing.
People accuse me of being a card sharp and a cheat. But I never cheated in my whole life, you understand that? Never in my whole life have I ever cheated.
But inside, before you go, isn't there anything you want to tell me?
Yes, honey, there is. I have a few things that I want to leave you now that I'm gwining.
What are they, darling?
My mock cards, my crooked roulette wheel, and my quarter slot machine with a 15-cent jackpot. Goodbye!
Darling! For those of you south of the Mason-Dixon line, honest, we were only kidding. And please, people, don't go away, because in just a minute we'll give you some great news concerning our guests for next week.
Get the basket seal test.
The votes have been pouring in all month, and it's a landslide victory for two favorite candidates. One is the seal test fountain treat of the month, a chocolate marshmallow nut sundae for only 25 cents. It's a winner, all right. That wonderful seal test vanilla ice cream, smothered in rich chocolate sauce, mellow marshmallow, and crisp, crunchy nuts. And here's the other favorite, the seal test dessert of the month, strawberry ice cream tarts. Creamy, smooth vanilla ice cream, topped with red ripe crushed strawberries, and a rich ring of real whipped cream. Any party will come off with flying colors with this favorite dessert in the spotlight. Ask for seal test strawberry tarts, and stop at your nearest seal test fountain for the fountain treat of the month, a chocolate marshmallow nut sundae.
Get the basket seal test.
And here once more is your mistress of ceremonies, Dorothy L'Amour.
Carlton, I want to thank Jack Carson and Boris Karloff. It was wonderful and frightening to have had them here. Their appearance tonight contributes to a fine cause: the establishment of the American Federation of Radio Artists Welfare Insurance Fund. And now, Carlton, how about that special community chest message?
Right with you, Dottie. Ladies and gentlemen, your gift means a gift to not just one, but many worthwhile services. Hospitals and clinics, family and child welfare organizations, the youth and recreation centers in your community, and the USO, which is being restored for our armed forces. Remember, with the community chest, everybody benefits. Everybody gives.
Well, now I'm afraid it's time to make our Thursday night au revoir. This is Dorothy L'Amour saying good night, keep well, keep happy, and keep listening.
Seal Test Variety Theater is written by Howard Harris and direction is by Glenn Hall Taylor. Tune in next Thursday at this same time when Seal Test Milk and Ice Cream again presents Seal Test Variety Theater, starring Dorothy L'Amour and our guests, Edward G. Robinson and Jim Lee. Seal Test Incorporated and Associate Companies are divisions of National Dairy Products Corporation. This is Carlton Cadell speaking.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.